Good afternoon. Let me reintroduce my guests here in the studio. We're joined by Rosie Hayes, who is the gallery director for XVA, which is the wonderful gallery located right in the heart of the Bastakia area. We're also joined by artist Al Braithwaite, who's currently showing his work at XVA. The show opened last night, and it's called Hall of Mirrors. Al, we've touched very, very briefly on the fact that you've travelled extensively around the Middle East. I know that you, in fact, spent 6 years working, travelling as part of the off-screen expedition,
yep.
A nomadic collective of artists, as it's been described, which must have been a fantastic experience for you, travelling around. Did you really have a long-term vision or mission that you would think, this is going to enrich my knowledge already of art? I mean, or was it just, hey, I'm going to go travelling for a few years?
An enrichment of my art.
Did you think it would set sort of a cornerstone for future exhibitions, such as the one that's showing at the moment and such as the one that you had last year?
Yeah, I've really been sort of building my career on the back of trying to understand, well, so far the last decade of basically post 9/11 and the war on terror, and trying to get to grips with what's going on in the ground in this region that's called the Middle East, and trying to understand kind of the period of history that I live in and the geographical area of the, well, especially the Muslim world that fascinates me. So that's really the kind of point of departure, and I've been building on that since. And last year I finished this book that, as you said, did take 6 years to finish. It was called Museum Number One, Hezbollah's Caviar.
Mm.
And within that was a kind of treasure trove of speeches and photographic installations that I'd made. And it had kind of a bullet in the middle of it and camel bone prayer beads and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fascinating, but it's an ongoing thing. I don't sort of feel that I've got to the end of this body of work and where I can take it. So there's a lot of mileage still to be covered.
But do you think your approach has perhaps changed, or this creative process, in light of current global crisis or the depression or downturn, whichever way you would like to describe it? And of course, as you mentioned, 9/11, which of course was some years back now, but we have recurring and consistent troubles in various different countries in this region.
Yeah.
Is that always, or do you feel that that has been a driving force of your work, that you want to give your view upon it and make some political statement?
Sure. Okay, well, so there are sort of two bits to that, the sort of economic cycles and then sort of
climatic
political
change. I mean, it could be anything that's happening globally.
Right. Well, I find that pretty interesting, kind of the turbulence and the environment within which you're working. But I have to take quite a long-term view in the way that I'm making work and kind of where it's headed, which has a much longer cycle than things like a sort of given recession, which might be a sort of year or two or something like that. And so, for example, like I opened my show last year right in the sort of trough of the recession in London, and it may have affected sales in the short term, but then things have sort of picked up more recently now and all the work has found homes. And so that's an example of kind of how my cycles are much longer scale. In terms of the political bit, sure, there's a kind of combustible facet to my work, and it's designed to be provocative and to sort of make you think, right, where do I stand on these issues? How am I sort of meant to find a way into this work, and what do I think? And they're kind of a little bit confusing the first time you see them, because they're not very obviously judgmental, kind of one way or the other, and they force you to sort of bring your own reading to the work, which is kind of what I found interesting, is playing around with morality and people's positioning systems from your heritage and however you've grown up, and prejudices and so on, and trying to undermine. Edward Said was really the kind of key book that I read in my degree in 2002, Orientalism. So since then I've been kind of responding to that and trying to deal with post-colonial guilt and come up with kind of payback systems, symbolic overthrow, and all that's what's contained within Hall of Mirrors, is this kind of idea of occupying European historic frames that sort of come from that period of history and then recolonizing it with something alien to it.
But do you feel that sense of, or any sense of post-colonial guilt, and would you consider, or would you even think that you